You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX audio service for October 1995.
Ooh, that's scary. Hi, this is Fred Bobby here in the DX audio service studios. We're going to start our edition off with Ken Chatterton at the 1995 National Radio Club Convention.
There really isn't much to report. The club right now is in as good financial condition as it's ever been. NRC and DX Audio are, I believe, the only two clubs that are members of ANARC that have not raised their dues in the last two or three years. During the last year, we've had a 24% increase in the cost of paper where our books are printed. So far, we haven't had one where DX News is printed. That is the only reason that we haven't had to raise dues at all. We've had a postal increase along with that, and fortunately, we're still in good shape. Guess that we will have the AM log will be out in October, as scheduled. There will be a pattern book sometime over the winter unless the snow gets too deep in Denver. There's an awful lot of work has gone into that pattern book. Fred Tankersley worked on it for between 3 and 4 years in Arizona, I guess. But he had to start from scratch. Everything had to be put in order to computerize it so that we can reproduce it without a tremendous amount of work. Wayne and Joan have put in an awful lot of work, many, many hours on the publications this year. 18 years ago, when I first got involved with the Publication Center was me. I put in maybe 4 or 5 hours a week. That's all there was to it. Today, in addition to myself, Wayne is shipping material out of Denver. Bill Swiger is shipping reprints from West Virginia. Joan Heinen has put in hundreds of hours of work, helping with the new books and with redoing the old books. My daughter has just become involved in the two antenna receiver manuals and the loop antenna manual are all three being redone, and mostly at her typing. Bill Hale has he has just produced another station location map book. This will be the third edition. He has also put in hours and hours of time on the pattern book. The loop manual he scanned in for us so that it saved probably 20 to 30 hours of typing just to get it into the computer. The Publication Center is no longer one person. It's a combination of people. But it's these people, it's their help that keeps it going. There's no way any one person could do it today. But it's community activity like this, cooperation with each other, that keeps this club going. We do have a couple of items here that we want to recognize certain individuals. And the first one we have is congratulations to Fred Bobby, creator and producer of the DX Audio Service. 10 years. On time, under budget, 120 consecutive months without missing one. And by the way, the under budget, we started out charging $25 a year 10 years ago, and the price has never changed. Brett, congratulations.
Thank you, Ken. I'd just like to also thank the editors that we have with the audio service. These are people that really make my job easy by giving us quality material. And as Ken said, we've not had to raise dues in a period of over a decade, yet we've increased the quality and we've increased the length of the magazine. So thank you, all the editors, for your help.
When Fred says that the editors have made the job easy, I believe that's a little bit of an understatement. Right now, he's putting out close to 150 tapes every month. And the duplicator, I believe, does 5 at a time. So that'll give you some idea of how much time is involved in doing that. We have another award at this time. It goes to a longtime member of the club, and one who has put in more hours than many of the rest of us could ever dream of. I won't even begin to tell you the different editor columns that he has edited. But among other things, he's put in a tremendous amount of work in keeping the logbook up to date. Jerry Starr. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What can I say? I'm a person who talks for a living, and I'm speechless. I never expected this. Thank you all very much for thinking of me. And this is a great club we got here, and thank you all for participating and contributing. And those of you who don't contribute to the club for whatever reason, you might consider doing that once in a while. If you want to contribute to any of the columns in the club, the editors would be more than glad to hear from you. The more people that participate, the better club it becomes for all of us. Thank you very much.
Here's Jerry Starr with the AM Switch.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. Big pile of call letter changes starts it off, as always, all the way down at the bottom of the dial at 540 WLIX, Islip, New York, changing their longstanding call to WLUX. On 620 KWFT in Plano, Texas. That's right, they've moved their city of license. We'll tell you about that in a second. Their new call will be KAAM. 630 KRCB, Reno, Nevada becomes KNRC, no relation. On 740 WLWI in Montgomery, Alabama will become WMSP. 780 WLRM in Ridgeland, Mississippi becomes WIIN. 840, that new station in Colfax, Washington will be KRAO. On 850 WLYT in Raleigh, North Carolina changing to WRBZ. 1080 WRES, Louisville, Kentucky becomes WHKW. 1120 WCGM, the silent station in Maryville, Tennessee, going to be coming back on the air, and when they do, their new call will be WKCE. Two changes on 1240 KLFE, San Bernardino, California will be KKLA, and KKAJ, Ardmore, Oklahoma becomes KVSO. 1320 KZZK Eugene, Oregon changing to KNRQ. 1340 KMTW Las Vegas, Nevada changing to KRLV. On 1490 KMXZ Tucson, Arizona will be KKND. 1500 KXVQ in Pawhuska, Oklahoma. This silent station will return to the air with the new call KRIG. Three changes on 1590 KCIN, Victorville, California changes to KROY to salute Victorville's most famous resident, Cowboy star Roy Rogers. Also on 1590 KHIT, Sun Valley, Nevada will change to KIRS. And 1590 KPOZ, Seattle, Washington becomes KLFE. And finally at the top end of the dial on 1600 KVRD, Cottonwood, Arizona becomes KKLD. Two applications of note on 850 WYLF in Penyan, New York will go full-time if this application is approved. They'd like to add 46 watts at night and change their antenna to U1. And up in Canada on 1370 CHPQ in Parksville, British Columbia wants to move to 1350 kilohertz where they will run 10,000 watts day and night. Some grants to existing facilities that are of interest for DX purposes. On 840 WRYM, New Britain, Connecticut goes full-time by adding 125 watts at night. Their antenna will be U1. 1200 WQLS in Ozark, Alabama changes frequency to 1210 kilohertz. They'll have 10,000 watts in the daytime, 4 watts at night, the antenna U1. And on 1580 WBGB in Mount Dora, Florida, will reduce their day power to 3,500 watts and relocate their transmitter site to the new city of license, which will be Bithlow, Florida. This station is presently silent. Looking into otherness, starting on 540 KDFT, DeSoto, Texas, this station's construction permit to move to DeSoto from Ferris, Texas, is now on the air. We touched on this earlier on 620 KAAM in Plano, Texas. The station has moved here from Wichita Falls It's presently silent, but expects to be back on the air and probably will be by the time this tape reaches you. 740 WRWB, Harrogate, Tennessee, is silent. 1060 KHYM, Gilmer, Texas, is silent. On 1080 WRYT in Edwardsville, Illinois, they have requested a reinstatement of that canceled CP for 500-day 250 night. As you know, last month we mentioned that the FCC did some house cleaning and canceled a lot of the long-standing but unbuilt CPs. Several stations who held these evidently are still planning to use them, and they are now requesting reinstatement. That's one. We'll come to another one in just a minute. On 1130 KAAB, Batesville, Arkansas, despite the FCC's claim that they canceled their construction permit to add 20 watts at night, this station is being heard at night by numerous monitors in the area announcing that they are on 24 hours a day. So once again, it looks like the FCC's bookkeeping, or somebody's bookkeeping, is a little bit messed up. 1150 KTKY Coolidge, Arizona is silent. 1260 WALM Albion, Michigan, silent. 1270 WKBF Rock Island, Illinois. This station is licensed for full-time but is presently operating daytime only until their faulty directional antenna system can be repaired. 1280 KARW Longview, Texas is silent. 1330 WPJS in Conway, South Carolina. This silent station is back on the air. In fact, the station claims they were never off the air, but a very experienced longtime member of the NRC was in Conway for several days last month, and at that time could find no signal on 1330. 1340 KCRN San Angelo, Texas. This silent station is set to return to the air with a religious format soon. That's their words, soon. 1340 CHOH in Hearst, Ontario, request a move to 92.9 FM and will surrender their AM license if approved. On 1450 WELY in Ely, Minnesota, this station only silent for a few weeks. It's back on the air. 1460 WBAN Rantoul, Illinois, the station is silent, pending a sale. 1520 WTLN Apopka, Florida, their construction permit for full-time with 5,000 day and 350 watts night is on the air. 1550 WRCH in Coral Gables, Florida, another station requesting reinstatement of their canceled CP. This one was for a move to 1560. On 1560, KEGG Dangerfield, Texas, is silent. 1570 KLEX Lexington, Missouri, reported to be silent. 1570 also WBUX Doylestown, Pennsylvania, is silent. And on 1600 KEED Eugene, Oregon, this silent station has returned to the air. And that will wrap up this month's edition of AM Switch. Time to turn it over to John Bowker, reporting from wherever he happens to have the motorhome pulled over and plugged in today. John, great seeing you at the convention in Aurora, and we'll look forward to doing it again next year. Right now, by way of the DX Audio Service, here's Johnny.
Yes, sir. And now, live on tape from Room 101 at the Hampton Inn in beautiful Aurora, Colorado. We're here for the National Radio Club, the DX Audio Service Annual Convention. By the way, if you hear any snickering in the background during this segment, it's because we're not alone in this beautiful auditorium of the Hampton. We're still in the Hampton Inn in Aurora, but we lost a VU meter. I don't know. If you're okay back in Lima, Fred, we'll be okay. Hey, we better get to work here. I do have a couple of guests. Mitch Pomerantz, we just met this weekend. You're from Los Angeles.
From Los Angeles.
And let's see, on my right is Mike Lance. Mike?
Hi.
And how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm having such a wonderful time here.
Okay, and you came all the way up from Miami, as usual.
Yeah.
Okay, but you didn't come a week early this time.
No.
I didn't understand that. Okay, so we have Miami on my right, and, hey, Mitch, out in Los Angeles, what do you get at 1290 on the dial?
A lot of garbage.
Oh, you do have a local out there.
Yes, indeed.
I see. Okay, no, I don't think you do, do you? really?
Not lately.
What do you hear at 1290? Anything at all? Just...
Really not much. We have a local on 1280 that's religious, so I don't stay around there very much.
Well, we won't comment further on that. And down in Miami, you're again void of 1290s, aren't you?
Yeah, except Radio Revisto or whatever it is from Cuba.
If Tim were here, he could tell us.
And we also get WBZT Talk Radio 1290.
That's well north of you, up in the...
In Palm Beach.
Palm Beach, right.
Which used to be WIRK.
Terrific. We're going to hear a lot of 1290 stations. In fact, we're going to wrap up the 1290 recordings this month. And we better get to work here. The boss is going to cut us off at the end, as he frequently does. Now, let's see. Last month, we heard on the air IDs of stations broadcasting at 1290 on the dial from the East Coast all the way to the Midwest. And this month you're going to hear the rest of the 1290 collection, starting in Anamosa, Iowa, of all unlikely places. And we're going to have some news of some rather heavy rains as we start the October 1995 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
This is AM 1290, KLEH, Anamosa, 1-7.
5 inches of rain in 5 hours. I'm Kate Garvin on the Satellite News Network.
And here next is another daytimer located right in Missouri, but right on the southern border next to Arkansas.
Funeral home, as it is every day here at 1290 KALM, Thayer, Missouri. And later on this afternoon at 2 o'clock, we're going to have the Gospel Greats with Paul Howell. Stay tuned for all your gospel favorites.
Direct from ABC News, I'm Bob Walker. Nelson Mandela today angrily suspended black-white power-sharing talks with the South African government.
And now from the northwest corner of Arkansas, this station in Siloam Springs, licensed to John Brown University.
Our gospel selection from Squire Parsons, I Call It Home. It's 5 p.m. now. Shelley Davis saying have a good and a safe evening. It's KULA, Siloam Springs, Arkansas. Time for the news.
From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, I'm Ed McCarthy. Short while ago, pro-Iranian kidnappers in a statement with a photograph of U.S. hostage Joseph Sisipia that they will release Britain Jack Mann within 48 hours.
You know, a couple of years ago, my wife and I took a motorhome down along the Mexican border of Texas, as it's known to the Texans. Here's Westlake-O. Nestle between Harlingen and McAllen, by the way.
Del Evangelio de Jesucristo. Esta es KRGE. Radio Vita. Desde Westlake, Texas. Muchas gracias por sintonizarnos.
You know, just about all the broadcasting in that area, including Brownsville, by the way, is in Spanish, except the 710 station in Edinburg, Texas, right along the Mexican border. They do a lot of stuff, and it's a talk station. They have Rush Limbaugh, they have all the news, and it's all in English. It's rather refreshing when you're down that way to hear a breath of English when you're along the Mexican border. Anyway, it's time to move north about halfway up the state. We're going to land in Crockett, Texas now, staying at 1290 on the dial.
Talk America Radio Network, 354 Turnpike Street, Canton, Massachusetts, 02021. You're listening to KIVY, AM 1290 in Crockett, Texas, your Talk America station here in East Texas.
And at the northern border of Texas, right on the Red River in the Texoma region, lies Wichita Falls.
KTRN.
And then later on, after the 60s, they became KLLF.
Once again, with a light and variable wind. Right now, looking at mostly clear skies, some high clouds throughout the area. Right now with the temperature 72 degrees. Our time, 12 o'clock. Stay tuned now for the NBC News.
Keeping Texoma informed. We are your power of information. News Talk 1290. KLLF. Wichita Falls.
NBC Radio News. I'm Barbara Porter. Nebraska Senator Bob Kerry says America needs new leadership.
And then just last week, Linda and I were there to record their latest call sign.
Radio daycare for big kids. Good time rock and roll. The mighty 1290 KWFS, Wichita Falls.
Okay. Driving north just a few days later on the way here to Aurora, in fact, we passed through the town of Pratt, Kansas, P-R-A-T-T in Kansas.
Breezy and hot for Monday. South winds 15 to 25 and gusty and a high of 98. Right now in Pratt, sunny skies, 84 degrees at AM 1290 KWLF.
And now we come to one of the best covered cities in the whole travelogue collection, Omaha, Nebraska. There's Ernie Wesolowski. Oh, yeah, thank you. Ernie, remember when he and his team put together a knockout of a tape back for our Omaha convention a few years back? What year was that? 92. Well, one of us is standing corrected. We aren't sure. Anyway, they put together a real nice convention tape for us. And then, let's see, Mark Strickert was there, and Rick Dow was over there. Son John was in there. And, of course, Linda and I have been there, too. So we've all covered this city very well, but none like Ernie, I have to admit. Those of you with a good memory, this is what 1290 sounded like back in 1990.
The greatest hits of all time are on KOIL Omaha.
Just as Dan Quayle thought he had two controversies behind him, up pops another.
Okay, and then just a couple of years ago, an unbelievable switch occurred. A station just out of town decided it needed better coverage of Omaha and was able to talk KOIL into swapping transmitter sites and frequencies. You remember that one, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay, who switched with him? What was the call sign?
KOIL and...
Come on. Oh, your time is up.
Okay.
KKAR, remember that?
KCAR.
KCAR, you got it.
As the final weeks of baseball heat up and Baltimore makes a bid for the AL East today, right here.
Catch the action starting at 6:50 tonight, right here on News Radio 1290 KCAR.
Degrees now at 6 o'clock.
From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, I'm Aileen McDonald. For the first time ever, the U.S. and Cuba have worked together to capture suspected drug smugglers.
Way up north now to the big sky country of Montana.
Remarkable protection. So see us today at 3841 Brooks, Missoula.
News Talk Radio 1290 KGVO CBS News is next. Good afternoon. It's 12 noon.
You're listening to Western Broadcasting Company's 5,000-watt news talk leader, KGVO Missoula. CBS News, this is Frank Setapani. The age of Star Wars is over. Defense Secretary Les Aspin says the Pentagon will reorganize.
And now we move down into horse country.
Your station with a heart for music and more. KOWB Laramie. News. I'm John Grimes. President Bush dined in Munich, Germany tonight with French President François Mitterrand, and later a spokesman for Mitterrand told reporters the two leaders had narrow differences over agricultural questions.
I've often wondered what they discuss at those meetings. I don't know. Agricultural questions, I'm sure that's important. We're going to take another giant leap at this point to the southern reaches of Arizona. Well, almost. For a weather report.
Right now, our temperature is 51. I'm Dan Gates. That's KCUB News at 10 o'clock.
Your country, real country.
This is 1290 KCUB, KCUB, Tucson.
Now we come to that point in our trip where Linda opens the windows and throws out all the fruit and most of our vegetables. That's so we can assure the California yep. border checkpoint we're not carrying any microbes into their golden state. That's golden with a capital G, of course. We tune our radio to 1290, Mitch, just as we get into your state, but we're well up north of you up near Sacramento, and here's what we hear.
Is strong and angry to the latest action by Haiti's military-backed government.
You ever hear that station up your way or down your way, Mitch?
No.
Okay. They have
to be up towards Sacramento.
Yeah, they don't have those legs. And 1290s are not that good. It's the beginning of the bad frequency. Yeah. Now, here's a case where I could sure use some help. This is one of our IDOs, ID only. Back when we used to keep only the station breaks and not worry about the rest, we have KAZA on tape in Gilroy, and all the fella says is, with a heavy accent, K-A-Z-A, Gilroy. So, if anybody has a good recording of that station, we'd love to get it. And all you do is send it to Fred. He'll see that I get it. Send it to Fred Volbe. Now, we're going to move up to Lake Oswego, Oregon, in the Portland market, really. Here's a station that's gone through some changes in the past 5 years, and here's their sound back in 1986.
Fire.
K-V-I-X, Lake Oswego.
Stay tuned for BC and AC.
Even before that, they were KMJK in the same town. Anyway, here's a tape we made in 1994 as we passed through town.
97, you say. Give us a call whenever you feel like it and tell us what you have to say. You're listening to KPHP, Lake Oswego, Portland and Vancouver, Portland's home of praise. Hi, I'm Kathy Sindorf, and this is the Praise Company. Good to have you here.
In the eastern part of Oregon, some of the finest woolen fabrics are made in the United States. In the city of Pendleton, Oregon.
I'm Larry King with Sports in Focus.
It's 1 o'clock.
NBC News is next.
You can count on us. This is KUMA Pendleton. Count on us for the latest news, sports, and weather.
NBC Radio News, I'm Barbara Porter. In Little Rock, Arkansas, Democratic presidential candidate Bill Clinton appeared with the man he's tapped for a vice presidential running mate.
I wonder who that was.
Oh, well,
what can you say?
Forgot his name.
We forget. Well, no. And here, finally, for today, before we get in a lot of trouble, we're at the water's edge in northwest Washington State, at the town of Port Angeles, just west of Seattle.
The Olympic Peninsula's music leader, KAPY, Port Angeles.
The economy is speeding along like a herd of turtles. I'm Dave Adams on the Satellite News Network.
Well, you never know what you're going to hear. Say, we've had a lot of fun being with you this month. Oh, dear. Let's see. Next month, we'll start the 1300 frequency, and we'll be doing well to get those stations on just two tapes. There are some dandies on that channel, I can tell you. Speaking of living color and doing things well, here's Jim Snowbarger.
What did the shepherd say when he returned from the east? I'm back. That is bad. Better do the band scan, don't you think? Take a look up as well as down our beloved Yahahaha AM radio band, seen from just darn near everywhere. And as you recall, last time we were wandering around out in the farm states, where there's nothing but corn and soybeans in every direction. But boy, we're getting a lot of radio stations, which is good because that's what we were trying to do. And especially when you listen through a big 4-foot air core tuned loop like I was doing there. I'm going to tell you about that in a second because we got some questions about that. Well, one anyway. But before I do, I've gotten a few calls and email messages from people who've discovered now that we're planning to discontinue the regular broadcast of this column. Generally, they run anywhere from, oh yeah, to, what? I was making a scan for you. Now I'm not even going to finish it. Just hang on. Just go ahead and finish it, because this is our magazine, isn't it? If we want to do an occasional scan, I think we can probably still get it in. And I'm willing to put them together and edit them and package them as need be. If you're interested in doing them, we'll put them in. If not, then we just don't have to do this every month. How's that? Maybe Fred can find something else to do once in a while. I'm sure he's got lots of possibilities. We haven't really... Fred hasn't said, I won't broadcast this column. I just said I was running out of material, that's all. So, ship it my way. We'll see what we can do. Tim Hendel had some questions in last month's Muse I'd like to try to address. And hey, Tim! Hey, world traveler, how about it? Congratulations on your Deutsche Villa appearance I heard on CBC overnight. Tim went to Germany by himself, by golly, and Deutsche Villa thought that was pretty amazing, so they put him on the air. Well, you know, we all know it can be done. Look for your opportunity next. Now, Tim was asking about what Carl Dabelstein was using in his report. Skip is listening through a Drake R1000 receiver and a space magnet active loop antenna up in Minneapolis. That's a nice setup. He gets a lot of stuff, doesn't he? A lot of stations. Those active loops worked pretty well, by the way. Tim was asking about loops last time, and the active loops, they call them active because they got electronics inside them that actually amplify the signal. They're not really well known for their increase in sensitivity, but rather their extreme directional characteristics. And so that's what people use them for, so they can put a null on a local and listen to something adjacent. What I'm listening through, though, is a passive loop. an example of a commercially available passive loop, as I understand it, is the Select Antenna. And from what I've heard, they can work pretty well if they're carefully managed and with patience. You can really get some major increases out of those. But what I'm using is a homemade device. Really, basically, it's a square coil of wire, 4 feet across. And it's wound in one plane, kind of flat in a pancake, sort of spirals around. They're all, how can I say that? One turn is outside of the other one. And the turns are about half an inch apart. I think I got 5 turns around mine. The ends are then brought into an old tuning capacitor out of an old radio. You connect the ends across of the coil across the tuning condenser, and you adjust the tuning condenser. When you do that, that changes the resonant frequency of this coil. And effectively, when you get that adjusted to the frequency you're listening to, the coil resonates in sympathy with the incoming signal. Rings like a bell. It basically amplifies the incoming signal rather dramatically. Here are some examples recorded in midday with a GE Super Radio 3, first away from the loop and then brought close to the tuned loop. 700 sounds like this. Bring it close to the loop. Here's KMOX St. Louis 1120 without the loop. But as we move toward the loop here, we'll find...
We'll give you all the respect you've been missing. Countrywide home loan. Easy, really.
I'm about 250 miles away from the WCCO transmitter. 830. Without the loop. Bring it close to the loop.
Any precipitation out there.
Cleans it right up.
In the Twin Cities.
Now what you're actually doing here is just bringing your radio close to the coil of wire. And the ferrite rod antenna inside the radio serves to pick up the signal that's being re-radiated by the loop. Usually this is not as directional because you actually have the directionality of the loop combined with the directionality of your radio. And if you're really, really careful, you can get it very directional. But it does take a lot of tinkering, and since I like to tinker with that kind of stuff, I go ahead and do it anyway. It's a lot of fun. And so, since it's that much fun, why don't we continue listening through it? We'll start in our scan in Iowa at 800 kilohertz and work our way on up. This month on Bandscan from your DXAS.
Woodstock 94. You look around here.
800.
What do you think? Does it look anything at all? Does it remind you at all?
This is 1,000 watts KXIC Iowa City.
The same.
They carry the CNN muse.
As far as the spirit goes, people are very...
obviously, I did this during the Woodstock Festival.
The miles are brighter. The eyes are brighter.
So they couldn't get any drugs.
It's a spiritual hit.
Yeah.
It's a hit. You know,
sure,
it's a hit, but you can't get a church.
810, 50,000 watt KCMO, Kansas City.
About it online.
Yeah, but this is at Woodstock.
Well, you know, but it's really a lot of fun. I mean, everyone's talking about, man, that band was so cool, or who's up next? And they've got a guy running around with an Apple QuickTake camera that's taking photos of people moshing, you know, in like a mud pit and stuff like that. I mean, it's really cool.
Really cool.
I'm very impressed.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I mean,
now, in the background here, the country music. 250-watt WDMP, Dodgeville, Wisconsin, up by Madison.
At the play of the night.
820. No.
Robert Green.
5,000-watt WSCR, Chicago.
Two cuts he made, two runs.
Yeah.
The moves he had.
Mm-hmm. No trace of WBAP there.
Get that cornerback standing in his track.
Well, the entire drive for the time.
8:30. WCCO Minneapolis.
Way of saying, all right, thank you very much. He hits a home run the first game after he announces his retirement. That evening he goes out.
8:40. Mm-hmm.
You get
5,000 watts from West Point, Nebraska.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
They make it to Minneapolis.
You're listening to the Sports and Entertainment Network on KWTN.
850, 500 watt KWOF, Waterloo, Iowa.
860.
Advance buttons are only 15.
Way down in eastern Iowa, a little 250-watt KWPC Muscatine on the Mississippi River.
Four big days and nights are waiting for you at Muscatine's Riverfront, August 18th through the 21st. Get your Advance Great River buttons now.
That's right, and don't forget that those buttons can be picked up at the Muscatine outlets or Advance button sales that include all the Muscatine bank locations.
The polka in the background there is 1,000-watt KNUJ, New Ulm, Minnesota. 870.
And best of all, it's affordable. You can put your classified ad on the radio three times for $9.
Wow.
Six times for $15.
Hey, there's a new way to eke out a living, selling classified ads on the radio.
Call the Ham Radio Advertising Department at any of our toll-free numbers.
That's 1,000-watt regional radio KAAN. Bethany, Missouri, Northwestern Missouri.
Lee and Branson and Cam Radio want to help you have an entertaining.
Good signal here on 880 from 10,000 watt WMEQ, Menominee, Wisconsin. They make it to the Twin Cities. Also here on 880, about 400 miles west of here, way out of the plains of Nebraska, is 50,000-watt KRVN. Lexington, Nebraska is a town of about 7,000 people.
Rather dramatically since noon. We've lost 6 tenths of a point since about noon. We started out at 335.
That's one of America's truly rural radio stations.
We've got 68% humidity and partly cloudy skies, and 78 gorgeous, gorgeous degrees, folks. So get out there and enjoy it. Sit out there on the porch, pop a top, and stay tuned to 880.
All right, sounds good. 890, of course.
The pressure lowers, and so it's called cavitation. You get a bubble that forms.
50,000-watt WLS Chicago.
And that's the sound you're making. Now, depending what you're doing with your neck...
Uh-oh, I better listen to this.
There could be some problems. There are a couple of arteries back there that can get pinched.
Ow.
And that can cause a stroke.
Ouch.
If you do this. We've seen this, for instance. It's rare, but it happens. People go to the hairdresser and put their head way back to get their hair washed. Bingo.
Ouch.
They constrict that artery.
I'll be darned.
Chiropractors every year cause a certain number of strokes by heavy manipulation of the head. And when you say that, you know, they say, well, listen, you doctors killed plenty of people, too. That's true.
Amazing what you learn on talk radio, isn't it? Here on 903 stations, if you look to the west, you'll hear 1,000-watt KJSK Columbus, Nebraska. And if you look north and south, you hear a mix. This is KTIS Minneapolis, 25 kilowatts, directional, and KFAL Fulton, Missouri, 1,000 watts. Fulton's clear down south.
She's just too good.
910 is WSUI, Iowa City.
The others don't stand a chance, and that's it over.
Here on 920 is the polka music of 5-kilowatt KDHL Faribault, Minnesota. You can be sure they can be heard up in the Twin Cities.
Dial the mighty 920, KDHL.
Now, the other music here on 920 is 5,000-watt directional KYFR, family radio down in Shenandoah, Iowa, southwestern corner of the state, one of the originals in Iowa.
What a beautiful world.
930. The oldie here is WTAD Quincy, Illinois, down across the river from Hannibal, Missouri, 5 kilowatts. And the one in the background is WAUR, Sandwich, Aurora, Illinois, 2,500 watts. 940 is KIOA Des Moines, 10 kilowatt oldie from a long time ago. And 950 is KOEL Olwine, barely get them, directional the other way. The corny music here on 960 is KMA Shenandoah, 5 kilowatts, one of the oldest radio stations in the state. Here on 970 is 5-kilowatt station from Austin, Minnesota. Yeah, they make it to the Twin Cities.
AM 970, KNFX.
Also here on 970, if you'll listen carefully, bits of WHA Madison, Wisconsin.
You're an
980. 1,000-watt WPRE Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, southwestern corner of Wisconsin. And if I look south, just a little bit of KMBZ, Kansas City, Missouri.
And everyone ended up having to walk quite a bit of distance.
990 up in northern Iowa, 250-watt KAYL.
You're listening to the KAYL stations, FM 101.5 and AM 990 Stormlight.
Also here on 990, 1,000-watt WCAZ Carthage, Illinois, way down in southern Illinois.
World baseball players.
Buried under KAYL. A bit of WMVP Chicago. 1010.
Good work, it done God.
1,000-watt KRNI Mason City.
Chicken mama, honey from the bridge for y'all.
Also here on 1010, bits of KCHI, Chillicothe, Missouri, a 250-watt station down in northern Missouri. Here on 1020.
Christian. They told me it looked like they were Christian.
1,000-watt WPEO, Peoria, Illinois. 1030 and 1050 are pretty much clobbered by our big 50-kilowatt WHO.
Farm radio on WHO, informing you best.
1060 is 1,000-watt KFIL, Preston, Minnesota, in the southern part of the state. Mr. Dabblestein says they make it to Minneapolis.
KFIL, AM, and FM, Preston. It's 11:59.
Well, visit your local Neekak County Outreach Center.
1070.
1329 Broadway, Hannibal. In Lewis County, 408 South 4th.
5-kilowatt KHMO, Hannibal, Missouri. And also...
This is WTSO meteorologist Lisa from Old Minister of AccuWeather Forecast. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Lisa from Old on Madison's talk station, News Talk 1070 WTSO.
That's 10-kilowatt WTSO, Madison, Wisconsin. Here on 1080, little 250-watt KOAK, Red Oak, Iowa, down southwestern Iowa. Remember Rick Dow, former DXAS member? That's his hometown. 1090 KNWS, Waterloo. 1100 is Nada, as in not a thing. 1110, 50,000-watt KFAB, Omaha.
One of the reasons is because adults.
In the background there, you'll hear 5-kilowatt WMBI from Chicago.
Joe Blow's child.
KFAB can be heard up in Minneapolis.
233 at 1110 KFAB.
Told you.
Not further, but I've got to get going.
1120.
Please do.
Is the big KMOX down in St. Louis.
Thanks, Tom. Hello to Doug in Overland. You're next with Andrea Sutcliffe from the New York Public Library's Writer's Guide.
Thanks, Charles.
Thank you.
Hey, Andrea, I hear recent...
The music here on 1130 is little 250-watt KILJ, Mount Pleasant, Iowa, down in the southeastern part of the state. And if I look north, I get a pretty good fix on KFAN Minneapolis.
Too fashionable, Don Corson.
Right.
247's our sports time. Robert, Jim, sit tight. Your calls will be next. Carl Allen, Dad Cole, coming back on the stage.
KFAN Minneapolis, St. Paul.
That's the one. 1140. Kind of a mix between 1-kilowatt KNEI Waukon up in the northeastern part of Iowa and KSOO Sioux Falls, South Dakota, 10 kilowatts.
Tea time, 285-4558 or 285-8222.
1150 is a Christian station, 1-kilowatt directional KWKY Des Moines. Here on 1160, only traces of WJJD in Chicago. You really got to be looking for it, don't you? 1170. Let's see what we got here on 1170. A couple of them, actually.
Bill's moving in storage a bit.
The Bill's moving in storage. That's KJOC down in Davenport.
KJOC.
That's a 1-kilowatt station. And looking to the north, a bit of KOWO up in Waseca, Minnesota. 1 kilowatt.
KOWO will broadcast on FM 92.1 and 1170 AM.
1180 is clobbered by my local 250 water on 1190. And that's clobbering all the way up to 1230 by 1 kilowatt local KFJB.
Uh-oh, we tried, we couldn't do it.
Oh, well, these things sometimes don't happen, do they? Uh-huh. Well, we'll finish it up next month, and that's a promise, right, Fred? Anyway, by the way, in case you are seriously inclined to send a band scan in and you're upset because we are ending the column before you got a chance to do that, I still think there's potential for slipping an occasional scan, and even if we don't do them every month, so go ahead and finish it up, send it my way, and we'll take care of it. We'll get it in, don't worry. The address is Jim Snowbarger, 3046 280th Street, Marshalltown, Iowa, 50158. And you internet nuts can get me at jlsnow at fcseng.frco.com. We'll see you next month.
Now, here's the guy who resembles a poorly dressed Rush Limbaugh, Fred Vobey.
The Aurora, Colorado National Radio Club Convention was a great success thanks to the hard work of the Denver area guys, especially Wayne Heinen. Also, thanks to Steve Francis for volunteering to bid Knoxville, Tennessee for next year's convention. Ken Chatterton and his daughter have just completed overhauling the loop antenna and two antenna reference books, which are really new and improved. Bill Hale's station location book is now in its third revision. Finally, the 16th edition of the National Radio Club AM Log is now available. This annual edition contains over 325 pages, 8.5 by 11, three-hole punch, loose-leaf format, with over 5,700 AM radio stations listed from all over the United States and Canada. Each station consists of its location, frequency, call letters, format, news network, station address, station slogan, day and night transmitter powers, and there's also cross-reference by city and by call letters. This edition is $16.95 to National Radio Club members, and you can get all these fine products at the National Radio Club's Publication Center, Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, 13661, U.S. of A. Well, it's time to flip over to Side 2 and get more of our DX Audio Service for October 1995.